Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. This show is not like any other show out there. We tell the truth. No one controls what we say, and we're on a mission to expose what is going on in government on both sides of the aisle and in between. You can go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of the show, and thanks for listening in.
Remember, if anyone asks, we're a nice, normal talk show. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You were meant to be here. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Hi there. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show on a Friday. Glad to have you. And yesterday I was out. Did a rerun yesterday, and I'm back today. Appreciate you listening in. Today's show is going to be beyond informative. In this first hour, I have Larry Bradley joining me for the second part of a show we did a couple of weeks ago. Welcome. Welcome, Larry.
Hey, thanks. Good to be here.
Yeah, you betcha. Talking about, in this first hour, tackling a little bit about relationships, a little bit about who you are, how to really how to program yourself, really. And we'll be talking in a lot of depth about that. I want to tackle just a couple of things in the beginning, though. Wednesday's podcast will go up today. And at the end of the show, along with today's podcast, I'm going to take the show today, the national show, and I am going to deep dive into a myriad of deep state subjects, exposing the deep state, talking about Glenn Beck's new video about, Hydra, the Democrats' Hydra, talking about that, but then going into depth on that. More pieces, if you will. And I'm glad you're going to join me. I hope you're going to join me for that, because it's going to be education palooza. it's going to be overwhelming for some. I think honestly, it'll be tough to hear for some. But parties aside, we have to get down to the root of what's actually going on in this country and why. And until we all understand it, we can't do anything about it. And so the goal today is to open up all of that. And it's going to be really hard for party lovers across America. And I say that for both sides of the aisle, because of what we're involved in and what we're supporting as a non-educated populace, why we're in the state that we are. And I loved what Glenn Beck did, actually. Once in a while, I like something that he puts out. And I say that I worked for him for 3 years, and we disagreed on a lot too, but this was something I thought was worthy of exposing, but going into even more depth, the behind the scenes stuff, and attaching more names to it, more people to it, and more circumstances to it. Maybe some circumstances that you thought you knew what happened, what went on. And I want to go in behind the scenes and tell you what I think happened, actually, based on a lot of evidence put forth by a lot of people in the know. So with that being said, that is going to be today's national show. And I just wanted to preface that we're going to be getting into a lot of depth. I'm already coughing. Oh, no, this is not good. A couple of things, actually. The Washington City Council. The Washington City Council. Of course, they split, but then ultimately approved the hike in impact fees, because that's what they do. That's what they do. They want to appear like they're not all on board, but then they're all on board. This is why I don't trust city government anymore. This is why I think that it's disgusting. This is why I have a hard time with people that are in it for power. This is why I say unseat these people. Get them out. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. And I'm so sorry if this is a friend of yours on the council that I'm talking about. I don't really care. I could care less whether it's a friend or not. When you put somebody in charge of our tax dollars and all they do is raise it, point the finger at them and tell them to get out and stop doing it to you. Period. I don't care if they're a friend. This is getting disgusting. Budgets are out of control, $25 million more and in one, 190 million more in another. When are you going to say no? Disgusting. I'm so disgusted. I see city people, city council members. I see people that work for the city. I see the water people, and I'm disgusted with what they're doing to all of us, me included, you included, and I think it's sick. I don't care. I don't care if they're friends. When it comes to putting them in charge of us, what are we doing? So gross.
I always kind of
should be embarrassed to walk around.
I always kind of wonder what they were like as children growing up, like with regards to their parents.
Oh,
hey, can
gosh.
I have some money to go to? Hey,
seriously.
Can I have some money? And right, yeah. And the parent, those are the parents that kept giving their kids
right?
What? Money, 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 money. So they grow up and become adults. What do they expect?
Yeah, you're right. I'd just be so embarrassed if I was a city council member, right? With the rubber stamp, because that's all they do is rubber. You might as well just put a dog in the placeholder. I mean, all they have to do is raise a paw. You know what? That's what we've got. And until we finally get angry, we're not going to have anything else except raise taxes, because you know what? They look like they disagree, but in the end, they all agree. Gee, how does that happen? Oh, I don't know. God, I'm so it's just so gross. After covering this for 8 years, I can just tell you that I'm sick. Anyway, it's just more of the same with these disgusting people. I'm sorry.
Do you feel helpless?
Yeah, I feel helpless. No, I feel like we're not getting it, and I feel like how many taxes do you want to incur? How many fee hikes do you want to incur until you finally
but
get
you
it?
And but both know, listen, you and I both know, everyone wakes up every day, and they've got their day that dictates to them what they need to do. They need to be to work. They need to get the kid here. They need to do this. They need to do that. And I'm being honest with you, we just don't pay attention. And
and
I'm speaking even from my field as well. I sit there and wonder, like, really, how long do you really want to live with depression? Or anxiety. Like, you get up
something.
Every day and do it the same thing every single day. That's what I'm saying. I don't think people just pay attention, nor do they believe, perhaps, change is even possible.
Right.
And that's the mentality you're up against, pretty much, I would say.
Yeah.
So you continue to be frustrated. I will let you know, though, you're not helpless.
You know what? We're going to talk about this. I have a feeling, Larry. Larry's got a new book out. What's the name of the book?
First of all, the best way to find it is just go to my website, DixieFamilySkillsCenter.com. That's skills with an S, DixieFamilySkillsCenter.com. There's a little tab there that says buy books.
Okay.
They click on that, and there's two books that are there, but the one, my most recent one, is called I'm a Child of God. As soon as they click on that hyperlink, it takes them right to Amazon, right where the book is.
Okay.
Yes, and I got it up before the show.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. I love it. I'm so glad. There was just before we get rolling, there was with Larry in this hour, before we move on to Deep State Education Palooza, I just want to say there was an op-ed talking about Congressman Stewart and just his loyalty to party, above justice. Well, there's loyalties there. I think the problem with the loyalties is that, and I don't think this was a great op-ed. I think it pointed to some different things. Anyway, all I want to admit, it was really, anyway, we have to recognize who the loyalties are to, and that's another problem we have. And those loyalties are not to you. With Stewart, I wish we had a constitutionalist in. More than having a ghostwriter write a bunch of books in your name, I wish we had actually somebody that understood what they were standing for and had the bones to stand up for it. I really do. That would be just so refreshing and honest. But we don't have that in Congressman Stewart. I wish we did. There was somebody put up a meme, and I shared this on the Kate Daly Show page. Welcome to Utah, and sorry about Mitt Romney. Nailed it. I'm sorry about a lot of the people here, but I love Utah. Yeah.
What's your opinion on Senator Lee?
Senator Lee, I like. It's just the last couple of years have been a little wonky. I have to admit, there's some good steps and there's been some interesting steps that I haven't agreed with, and I've been surprised by that. And so, I tend to support him because he has one of the higher records in Constitution.
Yeah.
But sometimes I don't support all of the things he's supporting and can't figure out why. There's certain things that he becomes consumed with, but for the most part, I've supported. Romney's a hot mess. Romney is really a traitor to the Constitution, but people don't understand it yet. They will. They'll get it finally when he's been in office long enough, I'm sure. But But we have a lot of problems in Utah that I'd love to fix because I love being here. So I'm hoping that as a community, we can get together and do that and learn more and understand more. And that's really the goal of the show. We're going to be talking about empowerment, which is a really good thing. And we need this. And so we're going to be talking about this with Larry. But on the heels of talking about Romney, another traitor to the Constitution, Huntsman, is going to be running. I mean,
I keep laughing, everyone, because I can actually see Kate's face when she's talking about
there's
this.
There's so many traitors. It's like the list is really long in the state of Utah, and it's getting really, really sad. And if we don't do something about it, we're done-ski. We're already turning blue on every level. We don't realize it. We're not getting it. And we keep coming up with the same nonsense. I see the same names running for SCC chair, which is going on tonight. And, you know, Betty Ariel, who gave all of our lands to the turtle and didn't even get asked by the government to do that, just offered them up and ponied them up. People like that running for these seats. And I'm so sad that we're falling again and again and again for the very people that violate us all the time, and nobody seems to do anything about it. So my frustration with the parties, with the system, and where we're at right now in America, you know, Trump has tried to stand up against some of the stuff going on, and I applaud that.
I was just going to say that.
We're going to say it's overwhelming.
I was just going to say that. I can see why a lot of people wouldn't run.
Mm-hmm.
Because
look what happens.
There's such.
Look what happens.
They
yeah.
do not want to change their ways. It's already embedded.
Yep.
It's a good system.
City council rubber stamp. You
right.
can see it in the rubber stamp. Do you
yeah.
ever see anyone really disagreeing? Because at the end of the day, they all go for the same thing. And that's to hurt you, the citizen. But nobody calls it out. And all these people that put up stuff on Facebook like, you know, no crime here. I didn't do anything. I mean, give me a break. If you have to say that in a hashtag, something's wrong. So I just, you know what? I'm frustrated today. I'm frustrated.
It's Friday.
I know.
It's frustrating
and
Friday.
Just wait till I launch into the national show. Oh my gosh.
I think I'm going to clear out before you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know, right? It could be tough. Larry, we're going to come back. We're going to talk about your book
okay.
in just a few minutes. I'll welcome phone calls too.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Yes, my frustrations run deep. We're just not understanding how traitorous people can be. And we just really need to open our eyes, pull the head out of the sand, open your eyes, see it, see the problems that we have, please, before we lose it altogether. Because we're on the verge, and that's just sad. There's no reason in the world. We're all competent. I know we can all be educated. We either have the eyes to see or we don't. Period. End of story. We're right back with Larry Bradley talking about a host of issues that regarding you and how do you program yourself? How do you take on negatively affecting cells? What are we doing? What are we doing to our overall well-being? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
To that song. So true.
Such good music.
It really is. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. If you need to lose a few pounds, get over to Dr. Diet. I talk about them because I lost weight with them, and they are so good at what they do. They can help you with your body type. Remember the health person I had on last week talked about them too. Their abilities to help you identify where your health is going wrong for you, how your body stores fat and why, because everybody's different. You've got to get their help. I'm serious. It'll make all the difference in the world. If you really want to lose that 20, 40, 60 pounds, get their help. Don't just count on you kicking it into gear, because I swear you won't until you finally resolve to do something a little bigger, because the weight battle is always tough. And we always like are yo-yoing, right? Make sure you get to Dr. Diet. They really can help you through the holidays so you don't pack on an extra 20. I did that. That's actually why I went to them a couple of years ago, too. So make sure you're getting Dr. Diet, 628 Diet. And Dr. Diet Wellness Center online. They have some specials going on right now. You can bring a family member or friend and get a huge discount. They're so good. They're so good. Look them up. Don't waste more time. Just do it. Look them up. Dr. Diet on St. George Boulevard. I have Larry Bradley. What's the name of the book, Larry?
The name of the book is called I Am a Child of God, Healthy Esteem, A Matter of Belief. Okay. And when you get into the book, you're going to go, oh, he is talking about science.
Oh. Yeah.
So the title's a little confusing, okay. But I just want us to understand. Folks, if you look around, you realize everything has seed within itself to bear after its own kind.
Right.
Right? Here's your lemon seed, plant it. It's not going to become an oak tree, because the DNA code in a lemon seed says you are going to become a lemon tree and bear more fruit and give more seed. Does that kind of
right.
make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, here we are. We're called the human species, right? Because of our DNA code tells us we're what? We're yeah. humans. So a head of cabbage, I got some news for you. Go ahead and map the DNA in a head of cabbage, and it's identically at the same as yours, about 50% of it.
We're all heads of cabbage.
A head of cabbage is 50% the same as you are. But
I look around, and you know what?
But the rest of it is something completely different.
Okay.
And I think one reason why I'm okay was saying, I am a child of God. First of all, let me give you a little background. I asked Kate this question. I go, hey, do you know Deepak Chopra? Mm-hmm. You heard of Bruce Lipton? You've heard
sure.
of Joe Dispenza? You've heard of these guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who brought me to the education that I have today. But for me, there was a twist. I do some things very differently than they do, and that's because I understood what the DNA code was. And they don't talk about the DNA code. They never talk about it. The DNA code identifies who you are, and here's my whole point. Because almost every cell contains that DNA, your cells actually know who they are, and therefore they know what they need. And then we have the ability to give our cells whatever information we want to give them through the power of choice, right? So if you choose not to move your body a lot, mm-hmm. guess what? Your cells know that you need to move. So if you're not moving a lot, then your cells are starting to get incorrect information. You always talk about the food supply and how
yeah.
much it's changing.
Right.
How important is a trace element like selenium or zinc?
Really, really important. If you're missing it, it's going to show up.
Oh, my goodness, right? But now look at your food supply. And most people, they tend, you were talking about Dr. Diet, most people tend to go toward the foods mm-hmm. that begin to program their cells to actually put on weight.
Yeah.
Is that because they're not getting those nutrients. And so this is what I'm saying.
So it's like a desperate attempt to fill the void?
So when I say I am a child of God, here's the reason why. Dr. Francis Collins, who headed up the mapping of the human genome, mm-hmm. he was a straight-on secular atheist researcher. His whole background was cystic fibrosis. The reason why he got it so excited that they offered him the opportunity to oversee this project, which was like about a 15-year project, the reason why he got so excited, because he believed he could find cystic fibrosis in the DNA. He could finally find really where the source of this whole thing was. And he did. It took him 3 years to find it. But when he found it, he went, oh, that's it? This is all it was. The DNA is made of like 3.2 billion nucleic acid sequences. We just call these things letters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
On one single gene, one letter was missing. And everybody who has cystic fibrosis, on that same gene, that letter is missing. That's cystic fibrosis. Kind of crazy, right?
That is.
So, but this is what he realized. When he started really looking at the DNA, he realized something. It was actually a message that had been written by a mind. And he actually said, whoever wrote the DNA code is the greatest mathematician in the universe. He says, there is no human ever that could have ever come up with a language written with 3.2 billion letters. And what that language said was, this is life. Because DNA is the only thing in the universe that actually codes for proteins. And protein is life. And Kate, you and I are made of about 250,000 different types of proteins. Mm-hmm. So when I say I'm a child of God, when I actually use that statement, I feel very comfortable with it because whoever wrote the DNA code must be related to us.
Okay.
And is so far beyond us, I'm okay to say I'm yeah. a child of God. I'm right. okay with that. But the second half or the subtitle, which is healthy esteem, a matter of belief.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm saying that is because in the last 10 years, we have had some, okay, we're filled with a room filled with all this electronic equipment. This is what they call technology. Would mm-hmm, you agree? Mm-hmm. Would you agree technology has improved pretty much every single industry? Well, it's improved the therapy industry as well, or the counseling industry, mm-hmm. if you understand it. Because with electron microscopes, we could actually go in and start looking at the structures of the cell, especially the DNA. And we began to realize something. That DNA can do a lot of different things based upon the information we're supplying to our cells. And so it can mm-hmm. it can produce proteins that we don't want it to produce, which would lead right. to a host of physical and mental health issues. But it can make proteins, obviously, that have us live life abundantly, right? So the science or the research that has come out in the last 10 years, and by the way, this field is growing incredibly, and it's infiltrating every industry pretty much. And mm-hmm. that field is called, the science or the research is called epigenetics.
Right.
Epi just simply means outside of or above. So now you can almost like hear the name of the science. No, actually there's more to your genetics mm-hmm. than just inheritance.
Okay.
What is outside of or what, you know, meaning the whatever we're supplying to our body is the outside of is influencing the genetics. And so what the epigeneticist said was that if we're experiencing ongoing negative patterns, and those could be emotions, those could be behaviors, right? Maybe we feel like no one likes us or that we're not deserving of good things. Life is unfair. Anxiety, depression, by the way, bipolar, which is one of the big mm-hmm. fad things to talk about. The epigeneticist said all of that's being driven by one thing.
What's that?
Our beliefs. And this is where the technology allowed us to understand what the epigeneticists were saying. Folks, belief is not just an idea that floats around in your head. Mm-hmm. Belief is actually something physical that actually gets organized within your cells. And whatever gets organized in your cells, and this is why you were talking about in the break, hey, Larry's mm-hmm. going to come back and talk about cells being able to be programmed.
Okay.
So you can program your cells in a way that will have you then experience all those negative things. And what that thing is that you organized is belief. And it's actually sitting there organized as matter.
So does it manifest itself?
Absolutely. So what is matter? Matter is energy, right? And so if a person's belief is different than what the DNA code says they are, well, they're going to experience a lot of these negative emotions. And this is what the epigeneticists said. They said, hey, you don't like your emotional state?
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to change your belief because your belief is what's driving all of that. And that's what it said. And so it said, you know, if you're experiencing all these negative emotions, you get cut off from who you really are.
Isn't
that kind of cool?
Sure. Yeah.
But if you're experiencing, like, I like the music you played in, you mm-hmm. know, the higher love,
mm-hmm.
those are the feelings we're supposed to be feeling.
Right.
Love and peace of mind, happiness, assurance, hope. In spite of the challenges of life, we literally can walk around like that every single day. But you have to program your cells to see yourself accurately so that that can occur.
So people that have, let's say, what we would call a not a very healthy self-esteem, they don't think very highly of themselves, are creating circumstances in which they are having maybe things happen to them all the time. Maybe they're all those things manifest themselves because they're in a way sort of, I don't know, asking for it, but just, you know what I mean, putting it out there, right?
No, they already see themselves that way. And so no matter what goes on, they keep putting it through the same template or the same filter because they fail to see who they really are. This whole book is one thing. It took the research and it said, hey, you know, you can go spend thousands of dollars, you know, to a therapist. And mm-hmm. most therapists don't even approach the way I approach therapy.
Right.
I'm basically an educator and I give them the research and I said, hey, would you like to reprogram your cells? And everyone goes, oh, man, that makes the most sense in the world. I said, good, let's get busy. And that's what this book is all about. It teaches somebody how to understand how they're designed, why those beliefs got formed, how they got formed, and most importantly, how to change them.
For everybody, was this core of their childhood? Was this
most of it is, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact. And so there's this thing that cells do. They learn, and then they store things as memory. That's really important to understand. That's the way we're designed. But if you understand what learning and memory is always associations that we make. And so no matter what's going on in life, it's not one single thing that has us perceive that. It's the associations that we begin to make. So like you were talking, you are literally an extension of your environment, and everything in the environment is being absorbed by your cells. And that's just what they do. Does that kind of make sense?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then they store it as learning and memory.
Right.
And Kate, I knew what learning was. Mm-hmm. Learning is association. You can't learn anything unless you're associating. And this is a funny little definition. And I've done this in workshops, and I always ask, hey, are there any medical doctors here? I always ask that question.
Yeah.
I go, I'm going to give you a definition of learning. I said, and if you agree you're in the medical profession, will you please tell everyone I'm right? And this is what I say. This is your simplest definition of learning. It's when two brain cells connect to each other. And as soon as that occurs, something has been learned.
I feel upset. My behavior is. I'm mad.
Yeah.
Are you hearing that?
Yeah.
That's
all
association.
We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Kate Daly Show. I got Larry Bradley with me. He actually has a show after mine, and every Wednesday, and he does a great job at explaining how to kind of reprogram or
to live happy.
Program ourselves to live happier lives, and really at the core of whatever we're going to talk about today, which we're going to do a deep state dive today for a couple of hours. I'm telling you, we at the end of the day, we still have to know how to do this. And there's a lot of people walking around that are having a tough time with how they feel about themselves, how they feel about the world, how they feel about everything, right?
Very much so.
Oh, before we go there, I want to make sure and mention ABC Auto Body Central. You guys are amazing. My car looks fantastic. There's a reason. It's because of ABC. Make sure that you're getting to ABC because they are that good. And when you're in an accident, you know all of us will be probably in an accident at some point, and hopefully it'll just be minor. Make sure to get it over to Auto Body Central, ABC, over in Washington, so that you can understand that they will do the very best job for you, get you back in your car. It will be safe. They work with the insurance companies and have for years. They've got decades of experience. They know what they're doing, and they'll even come to you and assess your car. You don't have to go to them. It's really, they just do an amazing job. Make sure you're calling ABC and get your car over there. What are you waiting for? They did a tremendous amount. They did a lot of work on my car, and let me just tell you, my son crashed our car, and it actually looks beautiful. So I have to give it up. My hat goes off to them. You would never know. You would never know my car was ever in an accident, and they did it quick and for the low cost. So make sure that you're contacting ABC Auto Body Central. Larry Bradley, the name of the book?
I Am a Child of God, Healthy Esteem, A Matter of Belief. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say high esteem. It doesn't say low esteem.
Right,
it just says healthy esteem, a matter of belief.
Okay.
Our beliefs are going to steer our destiny. Uh-huh. Whatever we believe about ourselves is manifests as energy within ourselves, and we continue to do the same thing. We seem like nothing will ever change.
Right,
we're
right.
stuck. There's no chance. And people that are going around like that do not understand mm-hmm. that they're the ones who have contributed largely to being stuck because of the information they continually give themselves, usually through a mindset. And that's what my program is finally having us understand. If cells are able to learn and develop memory, the only way humans learn is through association. It's called the law of associative memory. And so your mindset can actually alter on a daily basis your brain with what neurons are connecting and so mm-hmm. forth and so on. your mindset can also turn on or turn off genetic switches.
Right.
Your mindset can actually program your cell to either become a healthier cell or an unhealthier cell.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is, on a single cell, there's no less than like 100,000 receptor sites on a single cell. Sometimes mm-hmm. there's millions. But this, but people don't understand. The receptor sites are highly specialized. And so, and this is a general way to classify them. Some of these are so specialized, they will only receive incorrect information, while other receptor sites are designed to receive correct information. But if you bombard your cells with incorrect information, by the mm-hmm. time the new daughter cell is ready to emerge, mm-hmm. the DNA says to the new cell, hey, we need to produce and create more negative receptor sites because that's what we're getting bombarded with. And so cells can actually become more and more troubled or unhealthy simply because our mindset's not there.
So give me a practical application. I mean, this all sounds good, but how do you incorporate that? How do you actually give the cells new information?
Because I'm coming to you from a very straightforward point, cells are programmable,
mm-hmm.
then they're already programmed by the time you read this book.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yes.
So there's a lot of false information that's sitting in your cells that you can't actually see. And because you have learned it so well, it has become what is become stored in what is called implicit memory. And the implicit memory is that memory that's formed through repetition. So driving is something that, if you remember the first time you ever drove, remember mm-hmm. how tense you were? You were
yeah.
so focused.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, do you ever do that anymore?
Yeah. No.
Oh, it's like
riding a bike.
Good. Walking is the same thing. But our internal conversation is the same thing. The mm-hmm. way we keep perceiving things, it will actually form as false belief within our cells. And so the only way to do it is you have to unprogram the cell.
Right.
Are you saying we have a caller?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, welcome, caller. This is Larry. Ask me a good
Hi,
question.
Larry.
Hi.
Go right. Go ahead.
I'm wondering, can negative receptors be passed down
yes.
from your parents?
Absolutely.
Because my mother is very, yep. very negative. And so
like the DNA.
I was
yep.
born with this tendency towards negativity then, right?
It can all be changed. Every bit of it.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I was just going, why am I?
Every bit yeah. of it.
That's a great question. And by, I love that.
And by
I
the
love
way,
that. Thank you.
And can I just do a quick little follow up statement there?
Uh-huh.
My book isn't about nature versus nurture.
Mm-hmm.
It's about understanding how nature and nurture actually combine in a way that actually has you see yourself. And so it is very possible that a parent's false belief is passed right down to the child, and the child is already operating from that false belief.
But you can change these
Absolutely.
things.
Absolutely. And this is the message of epigenetics. It can be changed. And like I said, with all due respect to Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton and Deepak Chopra,
mm-hmm.
I love those guys. They gave me the basis. You're not going to change until you can actually see what your mindset is actually doing and the associations that you're making. And so that's what my book does. It goes, hey, go walk through this thing. Just do the little bit of homework assignment here. You go, okay, you got that? Go
right,
do the next
right,
homework
right.
assignment. And pretty soon, you're, as an individual, through the power of your mind, are actually able to observe the false beliefs that are sitting there. And once you see them, guess what humans typically do when they see something that's false?
What?
They let it go.
Yeah,
and it's almost
Oops,
that it's
there
almost
goes his phone.
It's almost that instantaneous.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of crazy. But once you see the falsehoods, then you have to learn how to do things correctly, which is the second part of the book, mm-hmm. which is called the install process. And this is all I'm going to say. If you think about computers and you think about software programs, well, I have Microsoft Office 2003
mm-hmm.
stored on my computer, and Kate's laughing at me because it's a very old program. It,
mm-hmm.
it works fine.
Yeah.
But I can put the new program in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can put the late, which is 2019. But the way these things work is if I don't first of all uninstall the,
mm-hmm.
the original program,
right, right.
I can't fully install the new program because
okay.
there'll be an interfering information.
Sure.
And that's very much like our cells. And so, folks, in a very simple way, it's most of us actually have false beliefs actually stored within our cells. And if you can finally see what's false, as a human being, we have this capacity. It's called intelligence. Intelligence says, I can see things that are true or that are not true. And when you see something that is true, you hang on to it. When you see something that's not true, this is just the way humans are designed. They let it go. They go, that's not even real. And matter of fact, I actually hear that many times from my clients. They go through the program and they go, oh, that's not even real. And then I go, well, what are you going to do with it? I think.
But how do you identify a not real one? I mean, because that's really hard.
Okay, so you and I were talking a little bit earlier. So there are three generalized negative core beliefs that run all negative emotions. And these are them. If you ever tap into a sense that you're helpless, now think about all the minor categories under helplessness, like I'm stupid, would lead to an idea of I'm helpless, right?
No one likes me.
No one likes me, right? Look, the whole world is against me, right? Whatever those beliefs are all falling under a general category called helplessness. You got that?
Okay.
So here's an example. I tell my clients, I go, hey, I want you to go out and collect some information from some other humans, and here's the question you're to go get answered. How would someone know they are capable? That's the question.
Okay.
They have no idea what I'm doing, but they go and collect the 25 responses, and then they come back, right? Mm-hmm. And usually in the 25 responses, there's actually, we end up having like 35 or 40 different evidence that we're actually capable beings. And so we go through it and the client goes, yeah, a person would know they're capable if they're this or they're doing this or whatever. And then I go, okay, let's go back through the list. And we go back through the list and I go, all those items we identified that would allow us to realize we're actually capable, if you've experienced any of those, put a little check mark to all those things. Yeah. Guess how many they check? Pretty much every single one.
And then you go, you are capable.
No, I ask them.
That's
the question I ask. I go, we're kind of up against it right now. I said, because in your previous homework, as you were filling out your information, what I do is I have them fill out all the associations they're making. I said, you kept telling me on your homework that you were helpless. And they go back and they go, oh my gosh, I was helpless. I was helpless here. And then I go, we're up against it because I don't know what to do at this point. Because are you helpless or are you capable? And that becomes the moment because they go, I am capable. I go, therefore, the only reason that you even believe you're helpless isn't because you're helpless. It's because your mindset was telling you you were.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why we have to start paying attention, because implicit memory is so powerful. Everyone, just I want to ask you a question. When you got to the edge of your bed this morning, did you ask yourself this following question? Now, how do I walk again?
Right.
Of course not. Yeah. That walking is what is stored in what is called implicit memory. And implicit memory is about 90% running everything that we do. And part of that implicit memory is the perceptions that we continue to turn to with those negative associations. Guess what? It becomes implicit. And it's below the threshold of awareness. You're not paying attention to it. And that implicit memory, I call it the memorized self or the procedural self. And that's the reason why you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, even though you know it doesn't work. And you're sitting there, this will never change. And the whole reason why it's not changing is one reason. You formed incorrect belief in your cells, but your mind is the very power that can actually rearrange matter within your body. And that's what we get to. And through your own observation, you find the false beliefs and you go, that's not real. You get rid of it. And then I teach you how to use your mind correctly so that you always stay in tune with who you are. This is not self-affirmations. This is not meditation. This is nothing. It's simply I'm training your mind to observe so well that you finally can see what's false and then also learn how to do things correctly. And once you do things correctly long enough, guess what? Well, you now have a whole new implicit memory, but this time it's stored with correct information. Now think about how well your life is going to go. So this is what I'm going to say. It doesn't matter what is or is not happening in your life. If your belief is correct about who you are because of your DNA code, guess what? It buffers everything.
Right.
Life can be really, really wonderful.
Yeah. It reminds me of a body language expert, and her son was having problems at school and couldn't make friends, and she started having him stand different, right? And she started having him walk differently, and all of a sudden he started attracting friends, and then his whole belief in himself changed because he started attracting all these new friends, and for better reasons and everything else. Anyway, it translated into this kind of thing where physically manifesting it out and doing something totally different actually started changing his belief about himself. It was really a cool thing.
And so now
she
you're speaking to something that I emphasize in this book, and this is what I'm emphasizing. As a human being, we can know things.
Yeah.
And by the way, of all the species on this planet, knowledge is the most important to humans. It really is, because that allows us to go live life in a good way. But here's the second part of it. If we do not begin to act in the things that we actually know,
right,
we will never develop that confidence and that healthy esteem. As humans, we have, it's more than just knowing, it's also doing. So my program in this book outlines the doing as well.
Gotcha.
It's not just the knowing, it's the doing. And by the way, the homework you're doing from doing the homework is going to help you change all of it.
Isn't that kind of cool? I love that. What's the name of the book?
I Am a Child of God, Healthy Esteem, A Matter of Belief.
Larry Bradley.
Yeah. I think on it says Lawrence Bradley, but if you go to Amazon and you type in I'm a Child of God plus Lawrence Bradley, you'll go right to it. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to my website, DixieFamilySkillsCenter.com, DixieFamilySkillsCenter.com.
Get some information.
There's a little tab there that says buy a book and go in there and just click on the I'm a Child link. It'll take you right to Amazon.
So there's some great understanding and then applicable, real life applicable ways to make solid changes and not just talking about it, but just actual changes. That's
It's an educational program.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, all my clients, they come back to me and they just go, yeah, I've been in therapy before. This is not therapy. They go, this is empowering because you're teaching us about how our bodies work. And then you're giving us a step-by-step process to change it all out.
Right, right.
And that's where we're at. And by the way, we're there for one reason, technology.
Yeah.
Technology has allowed us to finally see.
It has its good points and its bad points.
How our things work.
It really does. I mean, it has its
Who
good
knew that
and,
cells were programmable, right?
Well, I don't think we realize. And
they
I don't
are.
Think we realize, like the caller said, how much is stored in our DNA from relatives.
Yep.
And those studies have come out, you know, and reaffirm that. And
can all be changed.
And how much, what we could do differently. Thank you, Larry.
You're welcome. Are we
Appreciate
done?
Appreciate you. Yep. Thank
hey,
you
folks,
so
thanks
much.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll be right back. Deep dive. Deep state. You're not going to want to miss this because I'm going to bring up a lot of stuff and it's really going to challenge a lot of people in the way they think. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show. Thank you for listening to The Kate Daly Show. You can go to The Kate Daly Show on Facebook, The Kate Daly Show on Twitter. Happy to see you there. And also message me. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at kate@katedalyradio.com. Go to katedalyradio.com for more podcasts of our live show.